I had aspirations for that tower. I was going to get the biggest swinging mead flag of all time and have it waving off that tower. So every time the people of Kildare looked north, they knew who ran this neck of the woods. Commander Ryle!
Absolutely.
This is probably not a foregone conclusion or of any sort at all. I'm going to give Bord's Mill the nod here, David.
Wow. I'm not, but yeah, I admire it.
Look, I love my county. I love playing for Meath. I'm very passionate about it. I think it's the best county, you know, going. I still love it. I want us to dominate in both codes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You'd have Rathod still won, would you?
No,
don't give me... If you won't answer if you would have Rathod in one, then don't even go there.
Nunc est bibendum. And all the classical scholars out there will know what that means. And if they don't... Jimmy Google will sort it out.
You've jumped over the fence, baby.
Absolutely. Little boy with his finger in the dike.
Hello, listeners. You're very welcome to another edition of the We Are Meath podcast with Davey Rispin and a very delicate Mickey Brennan. Let's just say, I'm just back from Edinburgh, literally off the plane, straight home, onto the laptop, setting up the Zoom call to do these podcasts with Davey Rispin. An awful lot of Meath men over in Edinburgh, an awful lot of Cavan men over in Edinburgh on the weekend, Davey. And nobody was happy. Scotland lost. Ireland lost in the rugby. Let's get the GAA back. That's what I say. With this weekend off of the GAA, just doesn't work.
Yeah, it's very delicate, Davey Rispin, as well, Mickey. I didn't have to board a plane to get back to home, thankfully. But it's one of those weekends where I suppose no one had any football. We didn't have too many games to go to, albeit I was at one on Sunday somehow, which didn't go too well. So kind of added to the day, and it was a real dull, dreary and wet day as well. So all in all, a pretty hungover Sunday for all included.
Yeah. Where were you, Davey?
I was in the tankard, Mickey.
Oh, all weekend? Why are you hungover?
I was actually doing a bit for the referendum on Friday and Saturday, so I was kind of working for the first 2 days of the weekend and then had a few shandies Saturday night, and then we're here on Sunday, so all good.
All good, no bother. Right, we're going to get cracking with this. A few things to get through. Obviously, the hurlers were out on Sunday. They were taking on Laois in Park Tolchin. Davey, you were at this one. Didn't go too well. Laois 4-26, Mead 1-12. The halftime score was 4-12-7. Mead got a little bit better and a little bit tighter maybe in the second half. But this is a really strong Laois team, Davey.
Very strong Laois team, no doubt about it, Mickey. But it was a really poor performance from Mead. I think it has to be said. We were completely outclassed, and the worry for me, or the most disappointing thing for me, was the lack of intensity shown by the Meath team. They were really below par. They didn't seem up for it, and Laois just ran riot, particularly in that first half. As you said, the four goals, all six forwards scored in the first half. Aaron Dunphy ran amok, got a goal in 10. Their other two corner forwards got 1-2 apiece. It was a chastening experience for a Meath team who were missing a number of players too, it has to be said. But work to be done, certainly, because I think that's the third straight defeat. But I think in the last two defeats against Carlow and Kerry, you could have picked positives from them. There weren't too many positives to come from Sunday, unfortunately. And they lost James Murray to a serious-looking injury as well. So all in all, a bad day at the office for Saoirse Bulfin and his troops.
Yeah, and we will be doing a full review over our Patreon service, and you'll get the interview with disappointed Saoirse Bulfin after that loss to Laois. And Davey, if I'm not mistaken, they have Down in their last game. Is that right, at home?
Down in Ballycran is the last game. Yeah, and there's still a mathematical chance of them qualifying for the semi-finals. Like, would a win, pitted with results, which you would fancy, would go their way they could end up playing Laois again in the semi-final. And I know you might think that that'd be the last thing they'd want to do after what happened on Sunday. But I think all in all, another game before the Joe McDonagh in a competitive environment like a semi-final would be of great benefit to them, with some more players back, hopefully. So that game is down next Saturday in Ballycran at 2 p.m. So this time next week, Mickey, we'll have a fair idea as to where they're going, whether they're focusing solely on the Joe McDonagh Cup, which is just around the corner, or they'll have another crack at Laois in the semi-finals. So fingers crossed, it's another tough away day. They haven't really been too kind to me, the fixtures, have they? Away to Kerry, two of the more lengthier journeys that you're ever likely to have. And Ballycran, like Kerry, has been a really difficult place for me to go in recent years. But you never know. It should be a step down from obviously Laois and Carlow notably. So hopefully they can deliver a big performance and a morale boost and win and be brilliant for next week.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose, look, they're not going to be judged on their league campaign this year. It's a massive turnover of players within that squad, and there is no relegation. And this is all about preparing them for Joe McDonagh. And this is the whole thing about it, is that this is a kind of a dress rehearsal for the Joe McDonagh Cup, and they will be still in that same division next year. And a win next week would be absolutely huge for that team going forward. But still, they are in transition as well at the moment, so it's not going to be an easy task to go up to Ballycran and get a victory up there. But best luck to Saoirse and the lads. Sticking with the hurley sticks, Davey, the Camogues had to travel up to Derry on Saturday. You know, they've had some ding-dong battles over the last couple of years, but Derry came away with the victory in this one. 1-12 to Meade, 7 points on Saturday. Disappointing result for the Meade Camogues.
Yeah, a disappointing result at the end of a fairly turbulent week, obviously, with Neely Cole stepping aside at the beginning of it. And it was a formidable enough test at the best of times without, I suppose, having that to deal with as well. Derry have, I suppose, gradually got the upper hand on Meath in recent times, actually, as well. So they seem to be a real bogey team for Meath at this point in time. The issue for Meath was that they only had three scorers on the day, Mickey. Aoife Carey hit 4 points, Amy Gaffney got two, and Olivia O'Halloran got one. So it was a really disappointing return in terms of scores, and Derry got a lead up, got the goal, and just maintained it in the second half, and were really comfortable victors in the end. Disappointing performance from Meath, certainly work to be done, and obviously at the end of a turbulent week, I think they'll be happy to get it behind them and try and focus on what's to come now.
Yeah, absolutely. And these are a group of girls who we've seen bouncing back before, so hopefully they will do that. Who have they got next, Davey? I wasn't able to find that fixture.
I'm not sure who they have next, Mickey, but just when we're on the topic of Meath Camogie, there was a game in the Minor B Championship played today over in Trim, and unfortunately it was another defeat for the Meath Camogues, this time beaten by Armagh 4-14 to 2-4. So a heavy defeat for the minor girls, who'll be looking to bounce back from that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Just not a great week for Meath Camogie at all.
Have you barely the patience to listen to a 30-second ad? Well then, at Husqvarna, we can't imagine how you put up with having to manually mow your lawn. Instead, kick back and silently say goodbye to hours wasted manually mowing your lawn, replacing it with the near-silent cutting of a Husqvarna auto mower. Smart home compatible, and if that isn't your cup of tea, control auto mower from your phone. Auto mower also brings new meaning to green fingers, producing no direct emissions. If we've caught your ear, contact PR Coyne and Sons, your authorised auto mower dealer, on 046 955 1910 or in store in Clonard County Meath.
Hi, Kevin Coyne here from PR Coyne and Sons. If you need any more information on the Automower, feel free to call into us here in Clonard County Meath.
O'Reilly Oakstown Environmental, manufacturers and installers of domestic and commercial wastewater treatment systems, large capacity precast concrete tanks and retaining walls.
Supplying you since 1972, O'Reilly Oakstown provide a full design, manufacture and installation service on their comprehensive environmental precast concrete range. Please visit their website at www.oreillyoakstown.com.
Yeah, Davey, just before we move on to some upcoming fixtures, just let our listeners know, on our Loyal Lions podcast this week, we will have the hurling review meet against Laois in Park Todgham from the weekend with the interview with Saoirse Bolfin. We're going to be doing a cup review. Obviously, all the final round games and postponed games and whatever were played last week, so we now will know our semi-final pairings and stuff. So we're going to do a review of all those games, and we'll be taking a look ahead to the All County Football League and doing a little preview of that, because that will be starting imminently. And also we're going to have a preview of the Meath and Cork Allianz Football League game that will take place next weekend. We'll be going to that one in a minute. But Davey, you are doing a preview with a Cork man to get their side on the game. Very important game it'll be for Cork as well.
Sure, it's far more of an important game for Cork than it is for Meath, and probably not too many people would have thought that only a couple of weeks ago. But by virtue of the win and the draw that we've had in recent weeks, we've put ourselves mathematically safe with a couple of games to spare. So there's not a great deal at stake, but obviously, from a Meath standpoint, Mickey, it's very important that we keep the momentum going. From a Cork standpoint, they'll want to continue the fine form that they've enjoyed. Back-to-back wins over Fermanagh and Kildare have put them in a much stronger position now to stay up, and one more win will do it for them. So they'll come to Meath, you know, on Paddy's Day with great confidence. And I'm going to be chatting to Matthew Hurley from the Gaelic Statsman podcast. I'm sure plenty of our listeners follow his pages on Twitter and Instagram. Does brilliant work on games that are taking place on a weekly basis between hurling and football around the country. He provides half-time and full-time stats, and I've been on his podcast before, so I'm really looking forward to getting him on ours and getting his view from a Cork perspective as they come to Navan next Sunday for what's a huge game for the Rebels.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be a preview not to be missed. Do get on to that one during the week. We will be sending it out for our listeners on maybe Wednesday later this week. So that's going to be a great podcast to have a listen to ahead of Cork's visit to Navan. Speaking of fixtures, next weekend on Sunday, we're going to go to Sunday first. And it is Paddy's Day. And in Ashburn at 3 o'clock, the Meath ladies will welcome Kerry to Dunamore Ashburn's grounds. Davey, an absolute massive game for this team. Obviously, the loss the last day out was something that we didn't see coming against Galway. But it didn't actually damage their promotion, or not promotion, we say final aspirations or whatever, league final aspirations, because Armagh beat Kerry. So Kerry are still a point ahead of us. We're level with Dublin on 9 points. But if we beat Kerry and then beat Cork the final day, we'll automatically get into that final, because we'll have the head-to-head over Dublin, and we'll obviously be ahead of Kerry at that stage. So a huge game for the girls in Dunamore Ashburn Sunday.
That's it. Like the Galway game, even if they had won it, they would have still needed to get something from the Kerry game in Ashburn. So in terms of the overall result, it didn't mean anything. I think the most concerning thing will obviously be the performance and the back-to-back defeats now. But this represents an absolutely brilliant opportunity for them to bounce back and to beat one of the big hitters in not just the league, but the country in general, and put themselves back in the picture for a place in the league final with Cork still to play. And I know Cork are really struggling at the moment too. So back on home soil, I think they'll be delighted with that. They've had a rough couple of weeks, obviously beaten by Armagh in Dunamore Ashburn, but then the defeat to Galway. So hopefully home comforts will help Meath, and they can lift themselves for a massive performance. So it won't be easy. Obviously, Kerry will be smarting themselves on the back of that defeat. And they're still very much in the driving seat as regards a place in the league final. But I think it's a great test for Meath, actually, and I think they'll really relish this. You know, it's a really good barometer, and it'll be a good yardstick for us to look at it and everybody else to look at it and see exactly where they're at after next week. And by no means we don't, you know, they're not the finished product or anything like that, but I think it'll be a formidable test, but one that they're well capable of rising up to, and hopefully we can see a big performance from them.
Yeah, absolutely, and a chance for them to make a statement as well, and you know, get back on the horse, because they had such a good start to the league, and as you said, two losses in a row, they'll want to arrest that slide as quick as possible. So best of luck to Shane and the girls in Dunbar Ashburn on Sunday, Paddy's Day, at 3 o'clock. I think there's definitely a parade in Ashburn, so that might cause a little bit of traffic chaos or whatever. But I think it is a little bit earlier. I think it could be around 12 o'clock, because my daughter is going to be in it with the gymnastics guys there in Ashburn. So there is definitely a parade in Ashburn. So, but do get up and support the girls. Paddy's Day, sure, why not? It'd be brilliant. You've got Monday off as well. And then on Saturday, it's a real weekend, a festival of sport for Meath next weekend, because Meath will take on Cork and Park Tulchan on Paddy's weekend, but it's on the Saturday. It was supposed to be on the Paddy's Day, but it coincided with the parade, and they couldn't undo the parade, let's just say, but they couldn't postpone the parade because there's an awful lot of logistics to go into it, where they have to cordon off streets and stuff like that, those streets, and so much, obviously, logistics going into it, that the game had to be moved forward to Saturday. And as we said already, you're going to be doing the preview of this one, Davey, but this is an interesting one in Park Tulchan on Saturday. As we said already, not really riding on it for Meath. Cork, like, their need is greater. Does that mean now that we're going to see a Cork team coming and putting it up to Meath on home soil?
I fully expect that to be the case, actually. Yeah, I do. And you know how it is yourself. It's a dangerous way to go into a game from a Meath perspective, that we don't effectively have anything to play for, and Cork have everything to play for, and it's a great opportunity for them. Meath will go into the game as favourites, slight favourites, but justified favourites, I would say. And I think, hopefully, from our perspective, we can see a more relaxed Meath team approach this one. You know, and even, I think, Colm, after the Cavan game, you know, you heard about their plans for training, and they were going to take the foot off the gas for a little bit as well. They had the weekend off this weekend as well, and I just love to see that transfer into their performance, you know, without much pressure on them, Mickey. And hopefully they can just go out there and perform, but at the same time, play with that same intensity and the edge that we have been seeing from them. That'll be the difficult thing to maintain that. But I think if they do, they have enough quality to account for Cork, and it'd be great to just keep the momentum rolling, you know, because it's been a good couple of weeks for them.
Yeah. You look at the last two results for Meath, and the last maybe 105 minutes of football that Meath played. So the 70 minutes against Cavan, plus whatever injury time or whatever, the intensity was there from start to finish. It was a really good first half performance. It was a more laboured second half performance, but the intensity was brilliant. Their tackling was phenomenal. The way they hunted in packs. Okay, it didn't transition into scores there in the other end of the field, maybe, but you couldn't question the endeavour at all throughout the whole Meath game. The game previous to that, the second half against Kildare, was much improved to the first half, so it was as well. So the last 100 minutes of football, we're after seeing a Meath team with intensity and with hard work and a work rate. That has to be the basis of all the performances from here on. Like, I know what you're saying, you want them going out with less pressure. But obviously, yes, less pressure and enjoy the football. But that bar has been set by them now after the Cavan game and the 35 minutes against Kildare, the previous game.
I think, and I'd include the second half of the Louth game as well in that, because it's been in that little mini block of games too. But you're right. I think they've set the standards for themselves now, and it's vitally important that they don't dip. We're what are we, less than a month out from the first round of the Leinster Championship?
That's
There's no real margin for error. And I think at this stage of the season, it's all about momentum. It's all about keeping the momentum going and obviously getting a win against Cork and going up to Donegal the following week to try and finish on a high would be brilliant. And then it just rolls into the Longford game. So, yeah, whilst I'd look for them to go out and play relaxed and enjoy the football, you're right, they still need to be focused on what the bigger picture is here and what's coming down the tracks. And they're going to be coming up against the really motivated Cork side who are fighting for their lives still. And they've given themselves a right good chance over the last few weeks. So it'll be a formidable test, no doubt. But I think Meath are in good stead, actually. And I think this is a very winnable game for them, do you know?
It's going to be a physical encounter as well. And again, you know, we've seen Meath matching their opposition over the last couple of games, three games in physicality stakes. And this is going to be another step up probably in physicality because when I was watching the Cavan Cork game, the first half, Davey, like there was four blood subs and there was one fella off with a concussion on the Cavan team. Like these Cork lads, they hit and they hit hard.
They do, and they've got a good experience side, actually. I was watching the highlights from the Kildare game, and albeit they had a really slow start to the game, they were much the superior team in the end, and they played some lovely football. Like big, well-established players with the likes of Ian Maguire, Brian O'Driscoll, Brian Hurley, Stephen Sherlock. Lads like this have been kind of round about Powter for a number of years now. So it'll be a tough test for Meath, and you're right, in the physical stakes, they'll have to go toe-to-toe with Cork. But I think by and large, they've done that over the last few weeks too. Like and the three teams that were after playing, Louth, Cavan and Kildare, the one thing that they don't lack is size and physicality either. And I think in fairness to me, they've stood up to that. So I wouldn't be afraid of them not matching Cork in those respects. But I understand what they're going to bring.
With the pressure off now, Division Two status sealed, All Ireland Championship guaranteed. How there's absolutely no pressure on them for the last few games of the league. There's no pressure on them in the Leinster Championship. It's a difficult one to maybe you're taking a little bit of jeopardy and edge out of the game. So it'll be interesting to see how they react to that. Does the fact that the pressure's not on them and they don't have to worry about those things, playing All-Ireland Championship or playing Division 2 next year, how that will affect their performances. It could get into their head that, oh God, I don't want to get injured before Championship. I want to be ready for Championship, for All-Ireland Championship, never mind Leinster Championship. You know, yeah. These little things can get into the psyche of players.
It can. It's certainly a thing. And I think the management will probably look to mind anyone that's carrying niggles or Knox or the fellas that are coming back as well. I think Colin touched on that the last day after the Cavan game, that they're not likely to rush any of the fellas back that have been injured, which isn't a bad thing as well. I understand what you're saying, but I think they're three unbeaten, two wins and a draw going into this game. I think that's motivation in itself to try and keep the whole thing motoring. Sorry. It's only now, when you look back on it and think, Jesus, had we beaten Cavan, we'd still be in a really strong position to have a promotion, a punch at promotion. But look, that obviously hasn't materialised, and we're effectively out of the running now. So it's all about two performances and hopefully get a result or two along the way and just keep the whole thing moving then towards Longford.
The fact that this team is so young, that maybe that's a good thing that the pressure is off them.
I think we talked about that after the Cavan game, Mickey. The pressure has been kind of on relentlessly since the start of last year. Really, like if you think back to the league last year, you were firefighting, you just about stayed up in the end. The Leinster, there was so much pressure on the Offaly game because that was their only route then into the All Ireland. That failed, and the Tailteann Cup. Okay, the group stages was grand, but there was a degree of pressure to go and win the thing because think to it now, imagine what it'd be like if we didn't win the Tailteann last year. We'd be under savage pressure to try and get a strong finish in Division 2 to get us guaranteed All-Ireland football because the way the Leinster has panned out, the likelihood is we're not getting to a Leinster final. So for the first time in Colm's tenure, I would argue, the pressure is sort of off these lads. And for such a young team, it'll be interesting to see how they react. We could speculate all we like about it, but until we see what they deliver next Sunday, next Saturday, I keep saying Sunday, we won't know. But I think it's likely to help with such an inexperienced squad.
Yeah, that's this could be a watershed moment for this team, like, or whatever. We'll know, we might be looking back on this, we'll say this last 2 weeks, in 6 months' time, and going, that was the moment that team actually went to the next level, because the pressure was off them, and it was like, okay, now it's just about performing without the pressure of, without being afraid of losing, let's just say. Because they don't have to be afraid of losing now.
And the consequences of losing, what's more, obviously, the losing is one thing, but then what it might mean in the bigger picture. Whereas we know the next 3 games, really, or 4 games that Meade play competitively in the league and the Leinster Championship, really, there's not a whole pile at stake. Don't get me wrong, it'd be fantastic to beat Dublin and to go on and win a Leinster Championship. I'm not saying it wouldn't be for a second, but I think the bigger picture here is that we've got guaranteed All-Ireland football come the summer, and we can look forward to that. And that's ultimately the goal for everybody here. Everything else at this stage is almost secondary and it's academic, but it's all about building ourselves up and continuing this forward momentum, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. And the fact that little bit of pressure is taken off them, that they don't have to worry about that, they can actually go out and express themselves, play football. And that's why I'm really excited to see what happens with them over the next 4 competitive games they play between the league and obviously the Leinster Championship. And then we'll be ready for the All-Ireland Championship. So it's really a dress rehearsal for them, and a chance for them to show off how good they are now without the pressure on their backs. I'm just really looking forward to it myself.
Have you barely the patience to listen to a 30-second ad? Well then, at Husqvarna, we can't imagine how you put up with having to manually mow your lawn. Instead, kick back and silently say goodbye to hours wasted manually mowing your lawn, replacing it with the near-silent cutting of a Husqvarna auto mower. Smart home compatible, and if that isn't your cup of tea, control auto mower from your phone. Auto mower also brings new meaning to green fingers, producing no direct emissions. If we've caught your ear, contact PR Coyne & Sons, your authorised auto mower dealer, on 046 955 1910 or in store in Clonard County Meath.
Hi, Kevin Coyne here from PR Coyne & Sons. If you need any more information on the Automower, feel free to call into us here in Clonard County Meath.
O'Reilly Oakstown Environmental, manufacturers and installers of domestic and commercial wastewater treatment systems, large capacity precast concrete tanks and retaining walls.
Supplying you since 1972, O'Reilly Oakstown provide a full design, manufacture and installation service on their comprehensive environmental precast concrete range. Please visit their website at www.oreillyoakstown.com.
Okay, Davey, before we go on to our lotto segment, just to give the GAA predictions.ie a little mention, 2 weeks to go on it, Davey. Obviously, we all had a break from it this weekend. It meant that we could all go off and enjoy ourselves, a bit like Colm O'Rourke. I took the weekend off from GAA predictions.ie. Colm said, go on out and have a few beers, enjoy yourself. We'll be ready for next week, the second last week of the predictions. And you have to put in the same performance as you put in the last couple of weeks and just stay ahead of Davey Risman.
Enjoy it, Mickey, but enjoy it by being disciplined. And don't forget to do your predictions as well, because I won't give you another warning. I paid the price actually last week for reminding you at about an hour to go. I'd be watching certain ones to come in, notably yourself and PS Tapes, and I just realised that it was about 4 o'clock last Saturday evening and there was no sign of Mickey Brennan's predictions, and I didn't want that to be an excuse that you could use. So, but now that you're ahead of me, with 2 weeks to go, I will absolutely let you use that as an excuse if you do manage to miss a week. So you've got your reprieve. Do not forget. And I expect to see that coming in the next 24 hours or so. Needless to say, it's heating up in the We Are Mead League. It's a sprint now. 2 weeks and that's it. It's tight at the top. I think there's our leader has a 4-point advantage over second place. And he's in pole position. I think it's, isn't it Paul Green still there? I think he's back on top. And he's got the possession of the O'Neill's jersey worth €75 at the moment. So it should be an exciting finish. And I think there's a deadline of, it's either 2 or 5 o'clock next Saturday evening. And it's gapredictions.com to play it. If you're not in the We Are Mead League, you can still play it, because we have €200 on offer next week. But if you're in the We Are Mead League, the money is set, is just academic. It's all about the We Are Mead League.
Oh, it's all about being, it's bragging rights. That's all it's about. Like, I'm looking at it there. Kevin Coyne is on 145. You're on 151. I'm on 153. Ferg Lynch is on 155. Jelly is on 161. The bragging rights between all of us are huge. I have to stay ahead of you. I try and catch Ferg, and I have to try and catch Jelly and make sure that Kevin Coyne doesn't catch me. But I bloody love fantasy football, lads. They're hot in the heels. Well, Robbie Keane is not far behind us either if he was to have a good week. But I think it's fair to say that PS Tapes is out of the running now at this stage.
Yeah, PS Tapes is. And we obviously, me and you have work to do in the other league with the lads as well, with the Ham Robbie Keane and with PS Tapes as well. So, yeah, it'll be a pivotal couple of weeks for us. But looking forward to it. Yeah, I'm going to do my predictions probably tomorrow and make peace with them. I try and get them done early in the week and not think about them too much. Other people like you, Mickey, leave it to the last minute. But everybody,
I don't always leave it till the last minute. Now, that just happened that week, so it did. So, let's just say that won't happen again. Don't you worry about that. Anyway, Davey, time to move on to our Lotto segment. Have the PROs been in contact with you this week?
They have, Mickey. It was an absolutely crazy week of lottos last week. Winners left, right and centre. Incredible. Some of the biggest jackpots in the county were won. And the biggest one was won on Friday night in Cortown. €18,300 of a jackpot went to Lisa Mulroe. She matched 1, 9, 20 and 32 and collected the first lotto jackpot in Cortown for 2.5 years. Incredible stuff. And she was rang up live on air, hadn't a clue she'd won. And she's just after having a baby. She's just after building a house.
Oh,
so, and she's a local winner as well. So fantastic and fair play to her. We also gave away 2 tickets to Kings of Leon, who went to the Yore family from Cortown. And there were 2 tickets for Cortown School's dinner dance, who went to Dean Higgins. We gave away €520 as well. I don't have the €520 in front of me now, but they were given away. Anyway, we start again next Friday night with €10,000. Unprecedented stuff out in Cortown. We're going straight in with 10 grand. Taking a bit of a chance, but let's see how it goes. We'll also have a €500 Blue Book voucher on offer as well. CortownGA.com/lotto to play that one. Have to try and keep all the players interested, and that's why we're taking a gamble on that one. Another club who took a big hit last week was Navan O'Mahony's, Mickey. They gave away their €15,000 jackpot, so that's €33,400 between Corton and O'Mahony's gone in a flash last week. Kitty Keating was the winner of the O'Mahony's jackpot. 5, 10, 17 and 27, the numbers. And she scoops the €15,000 top prize, meaning that the next draw takes place on Tuesday night and they start with €5,000. So still a very decent lotto up for grabs in Navan O'Mahony's.
Absolutely.
The next one is another winner, Mickey. This time we're going to Drumbarra. Incredible goings on. 5,500 of a jackpot won by Aisling Moore. She matched 6, 10, 11 and 20. And it's another winner out in Drumbarra. Long-time lotto player for Aisling Moore and her family. She scooped the €5,500 prize. And Drumbarra go again. I'm not sure what the jackpot is there, but you can play it at tinyurl.com/playDrumbarra lotto. Hilarious, because in the WhatsApp last week, Drumbarrow was the first one, then O'Matney's, then ourselves. I text in after the O'Matney's one saying, I think we'll take a rain check on the Corton Lotto this week and postpone it, the week that was in it with all the winners, and all said in tongue in cheek, and next thing it's won. So that's incredible going on. I still have a few other ones. We did manage to survive, Mickey. One of those was Kilmainham, who I think are one of the highest in the county now, the way things have gone. Their results from last Monday, they had no winner of their 11,300 euro jackpot. Their numbers were 4, 8, 17 and 19. Five lucky dip winners, each receiving 20 euro. Stephen Woods, Elaine Clark, Adam Riley, Lorraine Curran and Johnny Clark, meaning next week's jackpot is worth 11,400 euro. Manalvi from last Monday night, the 4th of March, won 24, 25 and 27. No jackpot winner. 320 euro winners were SVBR Riley, Frank O'Sullivan and Hazel Thompson. Next draw takes place on Monday the 11th of March and it's worth 7,100 euro at manalvigfc.ie or on the Clubforce app. Ballinlock fortnightly draws taking place on Monday nights. Their jackpot last week was worth 6,900 euro. Their letters were I, J, Q and X. No jackpot winner, meaning the next draw takes place on the 19th of March. They had one match three winner who was James Riley and James picks up 100 euro. The next draw takes place in the clubhouse. Walterstown next in from last Sunday night, the 3rd of March, 3, 11, 23 and 26 their numbers. No jackpot winner of the 10,000 top prize. Two match three winners who were Bob McCann and Mark Curran Sr. They share 100 euro between them. Jackpot still worth 10,000 euro. You can play via Clubforce. Envelopes are also available in Curran's garage, in O'Brien's in restaurant, in O'Brien's in Johnstown, or in the clubhouse bar. Menalty is the penultimate one on my list, Mickey, and their results from last Sunday night, the 3rd of March 2024, jackpot of 3,200 euro. Numbers were 1, 12, 15, and 20. No jackpot winner. One match three winner who was Chris Nevin. Chris wins 200 euro. Special online prize of 50 euro went to Owen Barber. And next week's draw takes place tonight and it's worth 3,400 euro. And the last one then on my list, Mickey, for this week comes from Dunham or Ashburn, if it'll ever load in front of me. It has now. They had a jackpot at 9,600 euro last Sunday. No winner of that one. Match three winners were Carmel Hogan, Dennis Maloney, Quivin O'Toole and Noel Martin. The numbers were 7, 16, 22 and 25, meaning tonight's draw is worth 9,800 euro.
Brilliant stuff, JV. Moving on then to Kilmainham Woods Lotto. It was not won. The two that I have were not won. We'll just let the people know straight away. Last Monday, the 4th of March, the numbers drawn were 10, 12, 25 and 28. Five lucky dip winners, each receiving 20 euro, were Mary Farley, John Kyogan, Paul Carlin, Gary Kiernan and Brendan Barber. And this week's lotto is 2,600 euro. Simonson's lotto last week was not won. The jackpot was 5,100 euro. It was from Friday night. The match three winners were Patsy Farley and Mary O'Brien. The numbers drawn were 2, 15, 16 and 25. Next Friday's lotto, the 15th of March, is 5,150 euro. And you can play that online. Go to any of their social media pages and you will find it. And then Jelly just throws in as well, I do apologise for nearly forgetting the lotto this week, because he never apologised for forgetting to send me in the lotto results last week, would you believe? But he apologised for nearly forgetting to send them in this week. But yeah, so few little lottos to be played out there. A lot of the big ones are gone, but fair play to you, Davey, going back in at 10 grand.
Yeah, I'll tell you next week if it's fair play or not, Mickey. It's a bit of a risk now, but we'll see how we go. It's important to try and keep as many people interested in it as we possibly can. And listen, cut Jelly some slack, will you? He was in Edinburgh too the week before, so you know what Edinburgh can do to a man, so give him a break, will you?
Yeah, true. What was I going to say to you? Well, if I get a phone call from you next, when is your lotto on?
Next Friday night.
If you ring me next Friday night, I know you're going to be saying, Mickey, I've got 10 grand for you and I'm going to fucking kill you.
Red or black, red or black.
Red or black, red or black, exactly. Okay, well, look, Davey, we have to get going because we have to do our review of the hurling game and the Meath Hurlers and record a couple of other things. So we're going to get going. We're going to leave it at that for this episode of your We Are Meath podcast. Remember, We Are Meath, why? It matters more.